Our next guests have learned some lessons from working on the technology side of the adult entertainment industry, mainly the importance of privacy. Jen McEwen and Jesse Adams are the developers of a new security app for browsing the internet. Tenta is the name of the app. It would make it impossible for anybody to know what you look up on your phone. The two have run an adult app store for the past decade, and during that time, customers have asked them to provide features to give them more privacy on their phones.
Things like a VPN, encrypted media players, and we realize that a lot of these services that they're looking for extend well beyond an adult app store. This is something that can apply very well to their browsing activity online.
We've been thinking about doing something mainstream as well. That's part of it as well. You know, we
do mainstream it, meaning main, not
mainstream,
porn.
Adult entertainment. Working on adult apps and just in the mobile world, there's so much just constant censorship and taboo around this world. There's so much that blocks you. You have a lot more restrictions than any other company out there. And so we thought, you know, we're building up all these skills around in mobile technology. What could we do that could be more mainstream and we can drop the weight that we've had working on adult entertainment and apply the skills we've learned into mainstream?
So with this browser, Tenta, every customer has their own PIN number.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yep. And that PIN code is not stored on any of our servers, so only you have access to your Tenta browser. So even if you, I don't know, forgot your PIN, we couldn't recover any of that data for you. So it's completely secure to just you that we can't even break into your account and, you know, and snoop on you.
Why doesn't everybody have a completely private browser like this?
I think the issue is that you have all the huge browsers out there, and they take a fundamentally different approach. Their whole business model is your data. So they can never really go all in on protecting your data.
Is there a privacy setting on these?
There is. There's a
browsers?
Thing called incognito mode.
Yeah.
But they have identity crisis. So really they work best and they're designed from the ground up for years with your data in mind and need your data to work great. So they've added tools. They support, you know, extensions and plugins in incognito mode. But even incognito mode, which a lot of people use, is very misleading. All it does is erase your web history when you close the browser, but it doesn't prevent ISPs, hackers, trackers to still see and snoop on your traffic, what websites you're going to. Ad trackers can still continually track you across sites and then use that against you. We're not completely against ads, but as we all know, there are a lot of companies who take it too far. So the mainstream browsers, they need your data. And so if you want to go private, they just make that so inconvenient to do so. You have to learn a lot more about what your data is doing. You have to install extensions and plugins and a variety of VPN services and proxies that most people just don't have the time, or maybe it's a little bit, you know, just it's too complicated for most people to even think about doing. They rather just open the browser and it goes online and it works.
Right? And what is this for besides adult entertainment?
Of course, it works well for adult entertainment. You want to keep what you're watching away from, you know, your kids, or just keep it private to yourself. But let's say you have a medical condition that you're not ready to share with anybody else or your family, and you want to research about that medical condition. And even to take it more seriously, if you're living in a part of the world where just exploring certain ideas will get you jailed or worse, something like this would be very valuable to them, because then they can still access information that higher powers or their governments might be trying to censor them from without worrying about somebody snooping in on them and watching what they're trying to access or what they're trying to learn.
The flip side of that, as you know, is that when we think fully encrypted, we have come to think about protecting terrorists, right? We had the San Bernardino attack and the battle with Apple and the FBI over the government wanted to get in on that. So would a browser as private as Tenta be enabling criminals and terrorists?
So this is a common fear, I think, that comes with building any new tool. I think obviously, as any entrepreneur, you build something great, the last thing you want is someone to misuse it. But I think that you shouldn't let that fear paralyze you from innovating. You know, knives, for example, they're great. You need them in the kitchen. You can cook food with them. But people can also use it to hurt someone. Our belief is that privacy is non-negotiable, and it's more important to protect the rights of the individual than out of fear of someone trying to do something bad out of the system. I think it's more important to protect the person than the potential fear that someone might do something wrong.
One of you told GeekWire, without privacy, we don't have freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that?
Well, privacy is, you know, the freedom of thought. If you don't have the freedom to have private thought or to explore ideas on your own, then how free are you really? We live in a relatively free society, but there's different parts of the world where even just exploring, I don't know, different sexual orientation could get you killed. And how free are you if you can't even just do a quick search on, you know, what is it like to be, you know, bisexual or gay? If you can't even think about that, then you are not free at all. You don't have the privacy to even think about that in your head. If you're getting thought policed, then you're not free at all.
Do you ever stay up worrying, though, about what somebody can do? You know, child abuse, who knows what, you know, behind walls that you would create?
You know, it does bother us, but it's a problem that I think the biggest fear is that there is so much threat out there. There's so many people breaching personal data. I mean, every day you're seeing banks are getting hacked. You're seeing huge corporations getting hacked. Even the NSA is getting hacked. We would argue that these huge breaches of data where thousands of credit cards are just being sold to the highest bidder, that's more scary because if you're a company that is holding someone's very vital information and you have a backdoor, then someone's going to find that backdoor and they're going to exploit it and they're going to take your data and they're going to sell it to someone. And so it's more important that the good guys have the best tools they can to protect you and your data.
Most of us do open ourselves up to risk, I guess. We use social media. We bank online. We let our kids play games on our phones. Is there something we're not getting about the importance of privacy?
If you just have somebody's email address, there's a lot of information you can find out about them because we've been using the internet for decades, not really thinking about every little step that we take is there forever. So now I think we're starting to see that more and more people are becoming aware of how big their shadow is. And I think it's a good conversation to have, and it's good that people are starting to think about this more. And the more information you have about your impact online, the better decisions you can make on what information you choose to share on certain networks or what networks you even choose to join. You know, you see a lot of people leaving, you know, networks like Facebook because they're becoming more aware of the kind of information that Facebook tracks or takes from you.
Yeah. And there's also an educational part of this. You know, everyone knows that if you're on a public Wi-Fi at Starbucks, that can be a little more risky. But then you ask, okay, but what should you do about that? And there might be a lot of different answers on exactly what can you do if you want to check your bank account while you're at Starbucks, for example. And so because the fact that that answer might be kind of complicated or there might be so many answers to that question makes it less approachable. And so it's more daunting. There's so many – technology is moving so fast that I think a lot of people, even if they understand it, they just don't have time to do it. And so that's the issue with privacy and security tools today is that they're – a lot of times they make life a little more inconvenient, so people just forget it altogether.
Jesse Adams and Jen McEwen are the creators of Tenta. It's a secure browsing app for your phone.